Biggie says he's watching that Hunting Wives.
Yeah, for 2 episodes in now.
Now, this is the question from it. The reason it even came up, it's a big show on Netflix.
Number one on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife watched it only because we know someone who owns the house where a lot of the filming took place.
My Lord.
It's a very nice house.
That house is unbelievable. Nice house.
Yeah, by any means necessary.
Okay, I've been there. I've been in the house.
I can't believe you've been there.
I've been in that house.
Do you stay in touch with these people?
Well, I know very well the person. I mean, you've met her. She's been at the Super Bowl party mm-hmm. every year. And great folks, you know, grew up rich. Okay, grew up rich.
Some people do.
That's hey, yeah. You never know.
Some people
it.
Come to it late, like the Clampets and you. Right?
She doesn't flaunt it. She doesn't flaunt it.
But you sure as hell don't.
Grew up with a little something. And so, and remember, her mother still owns the house. And her one stipulation was, no sex in my bed. Well, they immediately had
yes,
sex.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the bed either, by the way. I mean, they have sex on every type of furniture you yes. can think of.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. They built shelving. They built kitchen cabinets to have the sex.
You know, everything I know about showbiz is that you never shoot in real houses because you can't get the cameras and the lights in there. This house must be so immense that they can get cameras and lights and a crew in there.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place. The very high ceilings.
It's
very
gorgeous.
High, very high ceilings.
Dream house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without doubt. For many, many,
great,
yeah.
Great house. But Biggie says The Hunting Wives is about swinging, okay? Couples, they're all hunting. You know,
yeah, they're
is
all.
Is there hunting or is that what they're doing?
They
is so it, what's the parody
it's,
on?
It's set in Texas.
Is it a play on words?
Yeah, kind of a play on words. They, the wives, I guess they are kind of wife hunting each other. But it's also, they do things like they go out and shoot clay mines, you know? So it's all the kind of a, yeah, a play on words.
Biggie says, if you found out good friends of yours, and we're talking to me now, are all swinging and, you know, swapping wives, would you, A, think of them differently, judge them? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Mm.
B, still be able to be friends with them and let them do their own thing because it's their private life. I think yes. And C, be jealous that you were never invited to swing with them. And emphatically, yes.
Yes. They won't, that would hurt the most.
That would hurt. They won't do it with me. They won't. They'll think, yeah. Oh, he's no good.
Well, now, hold up just a second here. I'm not sure that this is, you know, Biggie's time with his company may not have overlapped. Mm. But there was an employee, and I don't want to say he or she, but the reputation was that this employee played in that world and would make somewhat subtle overtures to other coworkers.
They never did that to you, did they?
I don't know this. There was a swinger in this.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I got vibed a few times, more than once.
Well, I did.
No.
Never
and
did.
Your time definitely overlapped.
They knew you're a square.
What? There was a someone?
Never proven, but there were overtures and vibes.
Of swinging. This should be Titillation Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, who? I worked in this company 32 years.
Man, and I bet they'd see you, like they'd be talking to Chris Dem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you doing this weekend?
See me coming.
See a little swing, and then they'd see you coming, and they'd be like, oh, never mind, I gotta go.
Forget
talk
it.
Talk to you later.
That's exactly right. No, they never, mm-hmm. I never.
So have you seen the new Pepsi campaign?
Yeah.
Switch back to work mode.
Yeah.
Exactly. You do live reads for Pepsi. It'll take you a month to get it right, but you'll do it.
What? Okay, he's gone. Here we go. So you wouldn't do my wife?
I had no idea of this.
There's a scene I thought of Chris Kelly immediately, too, because when you see the scene, you'll go, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the first episode, and the one of the characters, that basically they just invite other women into their marriage. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, the wife is coming home. And the husband, who's super rich, they're both all rich, of course, sitting in their jacuzzi, and he's got 2 girls in the jacuzzi with him, and one's just giving him an HJ, going to town. And the wife just walks by like, be nice to him, girls.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, now Chris Dem has told Chris Kelly who the swinger was that he used to work with. But Kelly, you said your phone's been buzzing the whole time, and in fact, it seems everyone knew, but you.
Well, as soon as I picked up my phone, I had 12 texts. Oh, it's got to be so-and-so.
Oh, it's this person.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, it's Joey. It's Joey. It's Joey.
Every
one of them.
Guess was correct.
Yeah. There wasn't a miss.
It's astonishing.
There wasn't.
This has never happened.
He and his wife were totally swingers. They tried to mac on me.
You know what it is?
He and his wife tried to vibe on me.
What? This just occurred to me. You know what it is? You don't pick up on what people call vibes.
No, I don't. I do not.
You don't. Mm-mm. You know, somebody will say, oh, he gives me a big time swinger vibe. Just from how they're acting or what they say. You know, oh, this guy gives me a bad vibe. Well, this gives me a good. That's why you're always surprised when somebody turns out to be horrible. You're like, I didn't expect that.
Exactly.
And it's true.
I don't.
I believe that about you because I don't think you catch vibes.
Never. When the homeless guy on the street in Atlanta just came up and started talking to me, I just thought it was like, oh, this is an awesome conversation.
Boy, Atlantans are friendly. I got Georgia on my mind. You want to sing? Come on.
In a way, it's kind of it's one of your better qualities, actually.
Thank you.
Because you trust, you're exactly. Too trusting.
Yes.
This pine straw guys.
Yes.
Why in the world would anyone, you're always of the, why would anyone ever scam me?
Exactly. Why would you do something like that? Homeless guy comes up, starts talking to me, follows me into McDonald's. I buy him a $25 breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, what? Mm-hmm. And then later, my friend said, who was out on the street, was like, obviously that guy was homeless. I was like,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He was scamming you from the moment he saw you.
When the girl at the bar put her foot halfway up my jeans when we're 19 years old, I was like, what's she doing? Mm-hmm. She must have, like, was she trying to scratch my
head? Got leg cramps, honey? Yeah.
You don't pick up on vibes.
I don't pick up on vibes.
You want
vibes.
Some pickle juice? I'll get you some pepper. Sir.
I don't pick up on signals. That's exactly it. Great point. I do not.
You don't read rooms. You don't pick up on vibes.
No, I do not.
You know, funny you mentioned that about swinging and such, because yesterday we were taking a walk through our neighborhood and passed a car a couple streets over, not our street, but they had a number of stickers on the back. You know how a lot of people, sometimes it's not, you can't just put one sticker on the car.
Right.
It was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And on the bottom right-hand bumper, it was an SUV, Toyota, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was three upside down
pineapples.
Pineapples. Yep. And swing. The phrase, down for shenanigans.
Whoa. I mean, that's putting it out there.
Broad daylight.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
I guess they like fruit. I don't know.
Do they like fruit? I don't know.
You know,
I don't understand.
Maybe he just came back from, I don't know why.
What do you mean? Yeah. Weird.
As you two know, I carry a backpack with me every day. Get my drinks and necessities in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't.
I really did. I
never noticed.
I thought BB Shea.
You don't
Shea
watch
brought,
him enter or yeah, leave.
I thought BB Shea brought your necessities.
No,
mules your Diet Coke in.
But
here.
I many years ago purchased a sticker of an upside down pineapple.
Why?
To put on the back of Chris Kelly's car. Because I knew you'd never see it. So,
or right up. Oh, okay.
So I got a new backpack recently, and I was cleaning out the old one, and I pull out this mangled sticker, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And it took me a minute. I was like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
I bought this mini, because it was supposed to go on the ACK.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to put it on the lower bumper, because I was like, he's never going to know it.
Oh, no.
But I wanted people to pull up to you and be like, yeah. Yeah, hi. Brother. Me too, brother.
Hello. Yeah.
But I totally forgot about it. So for 3 years, it just stayed in the bottom of the backpack.
Of course, you know what I think. Local celebrity.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. I get it a lot.
You got to be pointing at his wife, thumbs up. You're like, that's right. New Big B Woods.
Pull over at the next light. We'll talk. Okay.